A French social media campaign recently caught our eye. It featured a hashtag, Tous avec une kippa, everyone with a kippa, or Jewish skull cap. It was a call for Jews and non-Jews alike to put on a kippa in a show of solidarity. It came after a young Jewish student in Marseille was attacked with a machete. In the aftermath of the attack, a Jewish leader there urged Jews not to wear kippas or anything that signaled that they were Jewish until the security situation improved. But many Jews in France don't see that happening anytime soon. From Paris, Emma Jacobs has the story.
You could walk by Temple Cahill at Gesher in Paris without realizing it's here if it weren't for the soldiers, three of them in camouflage and carrying automatic rifles.
I'm very thankful because the French army saved my religious school.
Rabbi Tom Cohen is originally from the States. He helped found the congregation here.
Because right after the attack, the Charlie Hebdo and Hyper Cacher, the parents were frightened about ever sending their kids back to a synagogue.
The Hyper Cacher is the Jewish supermarket that was attacked a few days after Charlie Hebdo in January 2015. Four people were killed there. Shortly after, the French government put soldiers outside synagogues all over the country. Cohen had six guards at his temple round the clock. The ones off duty napped in his basement office.
And there was enough firepower in my front room here to take out a small village.
These days, the soldiers are only stationed out front when temple members are inside.
Because we're all starting to worry about there's a tired factor that comes in.
Because it's not clear when this will be over. On the one-year anniversary of the Hyper Cacher attack, a dozen vanloads of national police stood guard at a commemorative vigil in Paris. Estelle, who's in her early 20s, was there. She asked that we only use her first name because of safety concerns. She says the heavy police presence feels necessary these days, if not exactly comforting. In the end, it's the thing that keeps us safe. It's not normal, but we learn to live with it. And France has been living with smaller attacks on Jewish institutions for some time. Journalist Mark Weitzman says it started to escalate in 2000, around the beginning of the Second Palestinian Intifada. He says Jews in France became a target for young radicalized Muslims. But the country as a whole was slow to recognize the pattern of attacks.
That's when the Jews really started to feel very lonely in the country. And it's a sort of perverse dynamic. The more you say you're lonely, the more you turn out being lonely because everybody thinks you're crazy.
But since 2014, it's become harder to dismiss. That January, right-wing protests in Paris included large groups of people chanting anti-Semitic slogans.
The anti-Semitic slogans in the streets, that was really a first. You know, Jews, France doesn't belong to you. This was unheard since World War II.
And growing numbers of French Jews have had enough. An estimated 8,000 moved to Israel last year. The Weitzman says France's weak economy is part of that, and many might return. But he does feel that French Jews' sense of belonging has been damaged.
The army in front of the synagogues, it protects the Jews in a way, but it also marks a definite difference. You know, it's like a border now.
Another woman I met at the Hyper Cacher Memorial also shared ambivalence about the soldiers in the streets, though for a different reason. Rosalie Solkam is not Jewish, but lives behind the kosher market. She watched the police stand off last year from her window, terrified a stray bullet would come through the wall. The soldiers on constant watch in her neighborhood have made it hard to forget. It's a little worrying. In some ways, we feel safe, but we also say to ourselves that the fact that they're still there, it's because there's a problem. And since the Paris attacks in November, she says, it's clear this problem is not going away anytime soon. But it's not just a few groups that are the targets now. For The World, Emma Jacobs, Paris.